This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone, it's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, entrepreneur, artist, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guests are the talented duo of David Deerdorf and Catherine Wadsworth, authors of What's Wrong with My Vegetable Garden, What's Wrong with My Plant, and How Do I Fix It, and The New American Landscape. This is a great opportunity for you to ask questions about your garden, no matter what type you have. David and Catherine have the answers. It's that time of the year when we begin to have summer storms, and rain is wonderful because it helps to cool things off. However, our joy can be short-lived when stabbing mosquitoes start to arrive by the hordes. The good news is that it's not too late to take advantage of the Arbico Organics mosquito sale. Go to www.arbico-organics.com and load up on what you need right now to ward off, combat, and eliminate disease-carrying mosquitoes. That's www.arbico-organics.com. And when you call in during this hour with a question for David, Catherine, or myself, I'm going to send you a free bag of ladybugs. And this is the time when ladybugs can be used because there's so many types of pests out there, aphids, mites, thrips, whiteflies, ladybugs get rid of everything. So when you give us a call, the number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and we'll send you a free bag of ladybugs. My guests, David Deerdorf and Catherine Wadsworth, are simply remarkable people. David was born in Ohio, and the family moved west to Oregon, then Washington, when he was 15. He earned his Ph.D. in botany at the University of Washington and was a plant pathologist at the University of Hawaii. He learned to garden as a child, working side by side with his father in the vegetable garden, and a major hobby of his is bird watching, and he is passionate about gardening, photography, and art. Catherine grew up in Washington, D.C. She earned a master's degree in filmmaking and has been making vegetable gardens ever since she was a child. She has led natural history tours from Australia to Alaska to Mexico and photographed wildlife wherever she went. Bicycling, bird watching, and gardening are her main hobbies, and she is passionate about all of her outdoor activities. But her main passion is writing. They've been married for 25 years, congratulations, and they have made gardens wherever they've lived, the desert southwest of New Mexico, the subtropical rainforest of Hawaii, the cool, wet Pacific Northwest. And their website is www.ddandkw.com, ddandkw.com, which stands for David Deerdorf and Catherine Wadsworth. They speak regularly and give classes. They're known for being great entertainers and inspirers for all who garden. And it's with great pleasure that I welcome David and Catherine to the Easy Organic Gardener. Welcome! How are you guys doing today?
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We're great. It's rainy today, but otherwise it's wonderful.
Well, we were talking yesterday, and I was just in such a great mood because I was so excited about the rain that we're having, which is sort of like the rain you have, and we are just ecstatically happy today. Arizona's in a drought, and it hailed, it rained, it almost, I think it may have snowed too. It was just amazing. So we're very happy today.
Oh, good.
I know it's important for you to get rain in the summertime.
It is, and I mean, you get all the rain, and of course, you live in this paradise when it comes to gardening, and you know, flowers everywhere and trees, and we have our own beauty, of course, here in the desert. It's just even it can get parched, and trees can die, and even cactus can die. So we're very happy today. So what have you been up to? Tell us what you've been up to lately, and just kind of give us an overview of what's going on where you live.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are hard at work writing our next book, What's Wrong with My Fruit Tree, which is going to come out next year. But so that's our main activity every day. We're working on that, but we're also gardening outdoors.
Yes, we recently bought a house that has a wonderful, huge side yard that is currently only lawn. So we are transforming it. After we finish working on our book for the day, we go outside because we have those long evenings and work in the garden.
Which is great, and which sort of segues into, you know, since we're talking about gardening and the soil and the lawn, you know, what's the most important thing that a gardener can do when it comes to building soil? I mean, I think that's sort of the crux of everything.
Well, yes, it is, and one of the most important things is to feed the soil in the garden by adding basically dead plant material, compost, mulch, organic fertilizers, manure. All of these are plants that have been processed in either through an animal or mechanically processed, and you add, by adding that to the soil, what you're doing is feeding all those microorganisms in the soil, the fungi and the bacteria that break that material down, and that builds an incredible healthy ecosystem in the soil that helps to fend off the bad bugs and the diseases that live in the soil.
Well, that's we always talk about. Everything starts with the soil, and really what's in the soil is this universe, as you know what you were describing, all the microorganisms, the fungi, and those are the guys that we want to take care of, because they're the guys that break everything down into the humus, which is of course our plants' food, and so it's so important to build healthy soil. So for the person who's just getting started, any suggestions? How would they get started?
Oh, well, I guess you, there's a couple of ways to go. One would be to, you know, look at your soil, and different parts of the country have different soil problems. Some places have, you know, basically don't have a problem soil. They have really good stuff to work with. I used to laugh at seeing a video of gardening in, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, and my gosh, the soil was rich, sandy loam that was so easy to work with compared to desert soils of New Mexico, which can be, you know, extremely well drained and sandy, or not very well drained at all, or heavy clay soils like you have in places like along the Gulf Coast or up here in the Northwest, extremely humus-rich soils. So it's a good idea to look at the soil you have to work with, first of all, and determine whether you need to add additives to it, like compost. Compost is always a wonderful thing to add to the soil because it solves a lot of problems, whether the soil is sandy or heavy clay.
Right. So, I think that what you're saying, and I love that you describe the different soil types, because you're absolutely correct. I mean, here in Arizona, we literally have to just start, you know, put stuff on top of the soil. There's really, in many ways, no way to recoup it. Of course, it does get incorporated. However, you're right. Depending on where you are, some parts of the country are going to need a whole lot more work, and others are going to need a lot less work. So I think that it does begin with the soil, and I know we talk about it quite a bit on the show. We've got about a minute. What were you going to add?
I just wanted to add quickly that one of the best, easiest things to do is just to go up. You don't go down into your soil that you have, but go up. We, for example, lived on the Big Island of Hawaii where there literally is no soil. It's just lava. So we just, you add compost, you start with compost manure and other things that decay quickly, and you just build up in berms or in raised beds. And it's easy without having to dig a lot of holes.
That's right. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And for those of you who just tuned in, we're going to give you a free bag of ladybugs today if you give us a call at 855-660-4261. Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbaco Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbaco-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbaco Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbaco Organics catalog.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And, you know, I know most people are just sick of pests. like termites and fleas and ticks and fungus gnats and caterpillar pests and grubs and Japanese beetles. And right now we're running a buy one beneficial nematode and get the second one for half off sale at Arbico Organic. So I want to make sure everybody knows about our sale. You can just go online to www.arbico-organics.com. Or if you'd like to speak with a biocontrol specialist, you can give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Mountain time right now. Pacific time. And the number is 800-SOS-BUGS. No one ever forgets that. 800-SOS-BUGS. And we're speaking with David Dierdorf and Catherine Wadsworth. And welcome back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you back to you. I'm just so blown away by the amazing things that you're doing. And I just love your energy. It's just so sweet and loving through your books and through your website and just speaking with you today. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And you know what? Since we were talking about building the soil, which is obviously the number one thing that we need to talk about, but what happens when your soil isn't like the soil where you live in Washington or in Pennsylvania, and we do have to build it? Let's talk a little bit about some of the inputs, like organic fertilizers. What's your opinion? I mean, are there some fertilizers that are better than others? I mean, we always, of course, at Arbico Organics, we only sell fertilizers that are for organic gardeners and farmers. But I'd really love to hear what your opinion is.
Oh, well, sure. Organic fertilizers, of course, are absolutely the best because what they do is they feed the soil rather than directly feed the plant. The processed fertilizers that are water soluble feed the plant directly. It's kind of like fast food, at a hamburger joint. As opposed to a home cooked nutritious meal, the analogy of the home cooked nutritious meal is the organic fertilizer, because what that does is it builds that community of organisms in the soil, and the processed fertilizer just doesn't do that. It feeds the plant, yes, but it doesn't feed the soil. And the nutrients, of course, nitrogen potassium and phosphorus, those elemental nutrients are available to the plants from both sources, but nevertheless, it's much better to feed the soil than it is to just simply feed the plant and allow your soil to go downhill.
And I'd like to just add a little thing about the water processed fertilizers that are not organic. They also are fleeting. Whatever the plant doesn't use, it goes into the water table. And so you end up with some pollution runoff from those types of fertilizers as well.
Yeah, especially of nitrogen.
Absolutely. And, I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of research to find out what we've done to our oceans and our rivers in terms of pollution. I mean, we're looking at the Gulf of Mexico, which is what they consider a desert in the ocean. There's nothing living there because of all of the fertilizers that have been dumped out. They have to end up someplace. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's very important.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And it is important.
It is very important. And I love also your the home-cooked meal idea. That's beautiful, and it's exactly what it's all about. I mean, really, the soil feeds the plant feeds us for generations to come. It's a beautiful cycle.
It sure is.
And let's talk a little bit about, I think a lot of people don't understand, while we're on the topic of fertilizers, how with a synthetic fertilizer, the NPK seems to be so much higher versus the NPK on a natural organic fertilizer. Would you just explain a little bit about that and why those numbers are so high and low, and does it matter?
Yeah, the reason why they're so high in the processed fertilizer is because the sources of those nutrients have been processed and concentrated, so that you can get you can get fertilizer that's a processed fertilizer that's say 35% nitrogen. That would be typical, say, for a lawn, processed lawn fertilizer, where with an organic fertilizer, usually it's around 5 to 7% nitrogen. So it's not as concentrated because it hasn't been processed. It's still in its more natural state. And so those concentrated fertilizers are, you take the natural products and you extract the nutrients from them and you concentrate them and then make them into a water-soluble form that's easy to package, easy to ship, and easy to use. And like I say, it's like fast food. So it's not as beneficial to the plants or especially to the soil as the organic fertilizer. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And I just want, I mean, I know that our listeners, they're true organic growers, yet they're, you know, we are talking to mainstream, U.S. and there are people that are still using synthetics and don't really understand why they are, actually they're very weak when you think about it, extremely weak, and as Catherine was saying, the side effects are dangerous to our planet. So, you know, just moving along here though, we've got the soil handled, we've fertilized it, we've added our amendments, now it's time to plant. And so I know a lot of people get very excited when they look at vegetable seed catalogs, but a lot of the times they don't know what the little weird letters that follow the vegetable seed packets and whatnot. Let's talk about TMV, PM, N, or V. Let's hear about that. What are those letters all about, and why do we need them?
Oh, sure. We get questions about that all the time when we're touring the country and speaking, because people don't really know what those letters mean in the seed catalogs or on the labels in the nursery. And what they refer to is disease or pest resistance. Usually it's disease resistance. So if you see, for example, a tomato variety with a TMV after the name somewhere, that means it's genetically resistant to tobacco mosaic virus. Or if the letter N is there, that means it's resistant to nematodes. So there's lots of diseases that plants can be resistant to. And these are the resistance is acquired through normal, traditional, classical plant breeding, not by genetically modified organisms.
Which is very important. You know, we talk about this a lot on the show. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this topic and why GMOs are totally not what people want to be involved in. And we'll be back in just a few minutes, so please don't go away and give us a call if you have a question at 855-660-4261 for your free ladybugs.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guests are David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth, authors of What's Wrong with My Vegetable Garden, What's Wrong with My Plant, and How Do I Fix It in the New American Landscape, and the soon-to-be-released book, which I think the title is What's Wrong with My Fruit Tree? Welcome back, David and Catherine. And before we go on, I know we were going to talk a little bit about GMOs, and we've got a lot more to cover here. I want everybody to understand what is dear to your heart is a term that you've coined, which I love. It's polyculture. And some people, of course, in the bigger picture of things, we call it agriculture. But the thing that's so amazing about polyculture is, that you're able to grow vegetables without having a vegetable garden. So let's just take a quick moment to talk about this, because I think it's really important. And there's something that, to me, it's the way that nature intended things to be.
That's right. It really is, because what a polyculture is trying to do is utilize what we know about natural plant communities in terms of complex structure and high biodiversity, and also biologically active soil. We've already talked about the soil, but the diversity comes in when you include a whole bunch of different kinds of plants, like fruit trees and berry bushes, along with herbs and flowers and vegetables. That creates complex structure. It also creates high diversity. And that combination of things does a number of beneficial things for the gardener. It's been shown, for example, by research at the University of Minnesota, that this is one of the best things that a gardener can do to protect the garden from insect pests and from diseases. By mixing the plants up and including lots of different kinds of plants in the same garden space, there's much less opportunity for a pathogenic bacterium or fungus, a disease, to hop, to leapfrog from one plant to the next if the plants are all mixed up. If you have a monoculture, like a cornfield or an apple orchard, where all the plants are the same, it's very easy for a disease or an insect pest also to hopscotch from one plant to the next until, you know, the entire orchard or the entire garden is just riddled with disease. When it's a polyculture where everything is all mixed up, then it's very difficult for those organisms to take hold of the garden. You might lose one plant, but you won't lose all of them.
And not only that, it's so beautiful. That's the part that I love. It's just,
it really is
gorgeous.
It's very beautiful, and it's also one of the lovely things is that it invites all your wild partners in to help you out. All the beneficial organisms, or like when you buy ladybugs, for example, they'll stick around because they have a habitat that's very conducive to them living their lives there.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a lot of people buy ladybugs, just speaking about ladybugs, to celebrate with. We have quite a few people that purchase ladybugs, and they celebrate weddings and graduations and memorials and birthday parties, and it's becoming very popular. So isn't that fun? I mean, instead of throwing out rice and wasting food, they literally take the ladybugs and they release them, and I think
I
it's
love
just
that idea.
it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people are doing it, so thanks for bringing up those ladybugs, Catherine. Let's just jump back first, though, because I think we're creating a sequence here. We build the soil, then we talk about the types of seeds that we may want to purchase, and, of course, the ones that have been naturally crossbred and whatnot, so that they are resistant to certain pests, nematodes, for example, the pest nematodes in the soil, which we were saying. And then, you know, now we're getting ready to plant. And I know some people like to get their seeds out or their seedlings out early. But before we jump into that, though, let's just finish up on the GMOs. I just want your opinion so everybody that's listening can hear it right from you, because they hear it from me all the time.
Well, in my opinion, the GMOs are problematic because what a GMO is, a genetically modified organism, is an organism where in the laboratory you dissect out the genes that are valuable that you want from an organism like, let's say, a spider. And you take some spider genes and you put those into a plant. It put them right into the chromosomes of the plant, so they're there forever. And then that may do something beneficial to the plant. There's all sorts of things that have been done like that. For example, putting the genes for spider silk production into goats, so that you can harvest spider silk from the goat's milk. That's been done. Human genes have been put into pigs so that we can harvest organs from pigs that are compatible with human beings. And lots of modifications have been done in the plant world, more so than in the animal world. But the hazard of that is, of course, it's completely not natural at all. Couldn't possibly be done outside of the laboratory. But once those genes are in a plant and the plant is producing pollen and making seeds, there's always the danger that those foreign genes can escape the cultivated plant and get into its wild relatives, its weedy relatives, and migrate from there to, you know, who knows where, and with unforeseen consequences. Problem is, we don't know, no one knows what the potential consequences could be to not only to the natural world, but directly to our food chain. And so,
I think that's the important point, is that we don't really know the consequences. And I'm not sure there's been enough time to study what those consequences are. You know, we haven't had we don't have many years of data to find out. But so I think the real issue is that we don't know what the consequences may be.
Yeah.
Right. And when they're mixed with glyphosate, which is an herbicide, they do some pretty amazingly dangerous things. And so that's really been the crux of things. And I just love the work that you're doing and really appreciate it. And certainly want to let you know about my gratitude for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so we were just going to talk about when should we plant and what things shouldn't we plant. Because I know people get very excited, for example, squash. They want to plant that early. And, is there a better time to do it than another time?
Oh, sure. Yeah. It's always wise to pay close attention to whether a crop is a cool season crop or a warm season crop. The warm season crops like squash and tomatoes and eggplant and corn are largely tropical and subtropical species that really don't get going until the weather becomes warm. And of course, that depends, you know, what month you do that in depends on where you live. In Arizona, you can probably be planting your warm season crops as early as March, whereas up here in the Northwest, we can't plant our warm season crops until June.
Right, and that's important to know, because you want to plant on time. We're going to unfortunately have to take another break. We're going to come right back with David Dierdorf and Catherine Wadsworth, and if you have a question, these are the guys. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. And when you call in, you'll get some free ladybugs. We'll be right back.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN.
Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, EASY, which stands for EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guests today are the lovely Catherine Wadsworth and her charming husband, David Deardorff. Welcome back.
Thank you.
I just wish our listeners could just, if they go to your website, they'll be just amazed by all the things that you do and all the talks that you've given and the topics that you cover. And I'm just, I just want everybody to take a moment, if they can, and go to that website. What is it again? Oh, I see it. It's www.ddandkw. So it's David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth.com. So if you get a chance, because you can see they have on their website all the different topics that they've covered, and it just goes on and on and on. I mean, everything from romancing the rose, deer-resistant gardens, how to choose and use organic remedies, gardening with native plants, using permaculture techniques, container gardening, beyond curb appeal. It just goes on and on. So be sure that you take a look at their website. So we've been talking about sort of the building up of the garden, and we talked about that we want to be sure that the temperature is correct so that we don't get started too soon or too late. And a lot of people, if they do get started a little early, let's talk a little bit about what they do as far as to protect plants. I know a lot of people use Remay. We sell it. Let's have you elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, Remay works really well to help protect those crops that want warmer temperatures. You know, if you really want to get some plants out there early, like your zucchini or your tomatoes, you can't keep them under Remay early in the season to help them warm up. It's a white spun fabric that helps to hold the heat in at night and keep them warm. But there's, you know, there are lots of other things too, like those plastic things that you put around a tomato plant and you fill them with water, and that absorbs the heat during the day and then releases it at night and can keep your tomato plants warm. So there's things like that can work to extend the season for warm season crops early on. And then also, even though for your cool season crops, up here in the Pacific Northwest where we are, people can vegetable garden all year long. So people are growing vegetables, not warm season crops, but cool season crops like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and lettuces and stuff out in their gardens all winter long, and remake and work really well to help help those plants grow better during the winter, but also it keeps away the bugs. It's a really good protection with like a floating row cover or a rigid row cover to keep the plants protected from insect pests.
And since we're talking about insect pests, any tips? We talk a lot about bugs on this show.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the best is you talked earlier is polyculture, because a lot of insect pests are track your plants by the scent of the plant. They can smell it from a long way away, and they fly toward your plant because they can, you know, they're following the scent trail in the air. And but then when they get closer to the plant, they switch from their sense of smell to vision, and they start looking, you know, specifically looking for the plant that they want to find to either start munching or lay their eggs on. And if the plant they're looking for is surrounded by all sorts of other plants that the bug doesn't want, then it can get confused and fly away to your neighbor's house instead of attacking your garden.
I wanted to say in the bigger picture, the idea to keep a healthy garden is prevention. You know, that's why you do the biologically active soil and you maintain a healthy home, like weeding the garden and what we call sanitizing, which is if you see a problem, you pluck it, you know, a problem leaf or something like that, you pluck it and take it out of your garden. So prevention is really the best medicine.
Absolutely. We treat the cause. And that, you know, if we have a disease or a pest, any other type of pest, an insect pest, I mean, the idea is we want to take, if we have to take care of it, you know, we do take care of the symptoms. However, we want to focus our attention on treating the cause, which always is about the soil, as you've so elegantly spoken about today. And you know, just as we move along, because we don't have that many minutes, I want to be sure left that we talk about this polycultural idea one more time and what you call succession planning or an intensive gardening. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's where you have, when you harvest one crop, let's say radishes are a good example because they're very fast. In 40 or 50 days from seed to harvest, you can pull your mature radishes and eat them. So let's say you have a little patch of radishes and you've harvested them after 50 days, then you have that patch is now bare ground. So you, and probably by that time the weather's warm, so you could put a zucchini there or another warm season crop. And, at the end of the season, at least up here in the Northwest, when the zucchini's finished and the weather's turned cold and it's not very productive anymore, then you can pull the zucchini out and put in a plant like like kale that will grow and produce all winter long. And then, of course, the following spring, you can, you know, pull up your kale plants and plant carrots there. So that's succession planting of your cool season and your warm season crops, depending on where you live and how long your growing season is. You can follow one crop with another fairly quickly, and so that your land that you own, that's in your under your dominion, so to speak, can be producing food constantly.
Exactly. And I, as you were speaking, what came to my mind was a patchwork quilt. Patchwork quilts are just beautiful. They're made from all different kinds of material, and somehow they all fit together beautifully. And if you run out of one piece, you know, maybe you're working in just blue material, well, you can throw in a piece of red. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but you're just constantly adding something new to the mix, and you always have something growing there, which, and it's beautiful, and I just love the concept.
I love the idea of the patchwork quilt. That's great.
Yes, what a wonderful image.
Thank you. I want to hear a little bit about this salad bowl gardening. I really like the idea of it, and I think our listeners, this is very inspiring. So let's talk a little bit about that before we go.
Oh, okay. I love to create salad bowls. I do it every spring. I take a bowl-shaped pot, you know, those ones that are that get shallow towards the edges and they're round, and I only do it because I think they're pretty. It doesn't matter what shape the pot is in. But then I put in the things that I love to have in a salad, which are things like scallions and chives and lettuce and I don't remember what else I put in. Often put in basil or tarragon.
Yeah.
And then
four kinds of lettuce.
Oh, yes, four different kinds of lettuce, because I like some of the soft, buttery lettuces, and I also like romaine and those kinds of things. And I will just actually put all the seeds together in one little container and shake it out onto the salad bowl, so it ends up very random planting. And then as all those little seedlings come up, I, of course, thin, so I have my little microgreens.
Viola.
Oh, yes, I always include violas because I love to have the little flowers in my salad.
I love
it.
That's my salad
bowl.
I love it. It's not only is it delicious, it's colorful, and violas, that's a great thing to put in a salad, and nasturtiums, and you two are amazing.
Well.
You two are just amazing people, and I want to make sure that everybody knows one more time about the books. What's Wrong with My Plant? What's Wrong with My Vegetable Garden? And there's a little bit more to that. I have, and then the American Landscapers. So, if we want to buy the books, we can we purchase them on your website?
From our website, we have a link that goes to Amazon.
Perfect.
And then, of course, they're published by Timber Press. You can always get them somewhere on their website. And they're, you know, independent bookstores carry them. I think Lowe's, Target.
Wonderful.
They're available in many places.
Thank you so much, David and Catherine. It's been a wonderful show. And we'll be back again next Sunday with another great guest. And for those of you, please have a wonderful, easy organic weekend. And take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.